All right, so I did a video showing the mask being cut and a red X across it 2 weeks ago. And I started seeing some people say, well, we might not be, right after I did the video, I had some articles come in and say, well, maybe by the middle of summer, we'll be back to normal, you know. And then yesterday, Texas went back to normal 100%, you know. And so my point is this. We can sew a pattern into this 3D because you're a spirit being. If you're saved, you're a spirit being. Your mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You can sew a pattern. You can sew a pattern in your heart, in your mind, especially if you're saved. You get in the Word, renew your mind, start to change your thinking. You don't have to let the AI program of your bloodline or your culture lie sew the pattern for you. You can change your way of thinking. Now, you might have to fast, you might have to pray, you might have to cut off the music, the TV, people, bloodline, whatever, to change your patterns. You might have to do something. You might have to leave your country or your state or your city or whatever, or job. And I always, you know, I couldn't really put into words while I was doing it, but I always tried to get a job where I didn't have to be around worldly wisdom. I had opportunity many times. I had my own, had an office, had a secretary and all that stuff. And it just didn't sit right. You know, I had to talk to these worldly people. And it's like I'm trying to talk to, in two different worlds, you know. I'm trying to tell them something spiritual from my world view. But I got to talk to them from the world's perspective. It just wasn't working, you know. It just didn't fit. So I ended up just doing what I enjoyed, where I could have some peace by myself, you know. I might not make much money, but at least I got a sound mind. I have time to meditate. Now check this out. So, to prove that we're in a malleable situation, the base program is the blood of his cross. That's the dance floor. The dance floor is the blood of his cross. Now, you can add on to that. Now, everything's going to be a derivative of that, but you can add to that. Now, here's what, and you might say, what are you talking about? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So, let me make sure. I changed my screen time. It's still recording, yeah. So here's the deal. Now check this out. So, Amazon ships a package in a box, right? And the package is transported, but there had to be labor to put the products in the package and labor to ship the package, right? So there's a box, there's labor, there's ship, S-H-I-P, which is hip, and there's a delivery. And when you deliver it, as it's moving, it's alive. When you deliver it, it's dead. So we know that the God of this world system's dead. You know, when you split the matrix, what are you doing? You're coming down into a sacrificial, redemptive system where, yes, there's growth and life, but there's also death. It's almost like you're, and if you look at your fingernails, your hair, your skin, it's pretty much you're walking around in a dead body. Your mortal bodies. The Bible calls it mortal. I need to look the word mortal up in the Greek probably before I do this video, but you're pretty much in a dead system. You're pretty much in a body that's shedding. You're wanting to shed your skin because you're having to go through cycles and renewals. So, Amazon's delivering a package. The woman carries a baby. That box carries that product. Reproduction, reproduce, produce. I don't have to just use Amazon. I can use farmers. I can use anything. Use a Coca-Cola machine. It's the same truth. So the Amazon sends the produce or the product in a box. So the woman's got a box and she's carrying the produce, the product, the reproduction, copy. So as you order that product, order, ordinance, order, you set in order, right? You set your mind in order. You turn over. The word vulva means to turn. So you set your mind. I just saw something. I just saw an invention. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So Amazon ships that produce, that product, in a box. And when you open the box, a lot of times it has plastic, like the placenta. And so you open that product. It's got the plastic wrappings around it. You pull the product out, and boom, there it is. It's delivered, delived. So when you're birthed through the matrix, those that split the matrix are mine, the Bible says. So when you're birthed into this system, this matrix system, what happens? You're pretty much born into a dead system. You're born in sin. You're going down. So you must be born again. You must be renewed. You must get life. You must be animated by the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God. Now, the devil, the witches and all, they get animated by the fake light, the Luciferian light. That's why they do evil. That's why they're out to do harm. They think they're their own God. And if you just look at the WandaVision, they think they're gods. They really think they're gods. And they're all trying to get power from the other one. So once you get born again, you're alive, right? You're outside the dead system. And so once you get born again, what happens? You're alive. By the Bible says in Romans 8 that the Spirit of God will animate your body. It will. How does he say it? The same Spirit that raises Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. So you get quickened. But the vampires, dead people around you, they're trying to vampire off of your life force. And that's why you see these dead corporations hiring you and sucking you dry and working you to death, trying to kill you, even to the point of separating your family if they can. And so they want to sit up there and be a fat cat while you're working by the sweat of your brow, which is fine, because if a man don't work, he don't eat, and working's actually healthy for you if you like it. Walking around, moving your body, working is actually a good thing. Because when I sold products online, I was just sitting down too much, and it was not healthy. It took me about 2 years to get my health back. I just told this lady in drive-thru, I'm coming here more often. I like their service. It's hard to find drive-thrus where you have good service nowadays, it seems like. Everybody's selfish. I know the system did it to us. I know. And I'm sorry that everybody's selfish. The Bible tells us what would happen. In the last days, men will be lovers of self, proud, boasters, disobedient, covenant breakers. I mean, you know, I'm sorry that we're in it, but it's all around you. It's hard not to be affected by it, you know. Anyway, so the Amazon box delivers to delive the product. Eve is a piece cut off. She's the side of Adam. Ship is hip. She's the hip side of Adam. So the ship or the hip delivers the baby, the produce. So she's in labor pains, labor. They had to labor to put the product in there, right, and deliver it. She's in labor, and she goes to the delivery room to deliver the produce or the reproduction, the product. I gotta stop the audio, but I gotta take a picture or something. Anyway, what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that everything's a reproduction down here, and even your thoughts. So your thoughts have to reproduce in the natural. So you can actually control your thoughts, and the system doesn't want you to know this. You can control your thoughts and get a reflection that's positive. This is why they call me every few months and say, "Is Malcolm there?" Because they want to put a bad thought in my mind. And this is why you have a lot of people in your surroundings that have sold out to the devil, but they pretend to be saved. But when they call you on the phone, they're talking about suicide and death and murder and sickness and all that. So they're trying to put those thoughts in. There's one podcaster that every time they talk, they're talking about suicide and death. It's like, what? What about Jesus? What about life? What about getting people saved? So everything about them is death. I mean, look at Poppy. Everything about her is death, you know? And so they want those things in your eye gate, your ear gate, thinking about, instead of thinking about life and peace and love and joy. The Bible says, whatsoever things are true, lovely, good report, think on these things. So they're trying to put in your mind, and these people who claim to be saved, who are always putting these code words in your mind, they're suspect. It's suspect. It's suspect. It is suspect, and if it's suspect, there's a reason it's suspect. Okay. I'm done. I'm done. I'm trying to wake you up to the game. You're alive. They're dead. And so they're trying with witches' spells and warlock spells and words, trying to downcast you out of your life-giving force where you can control your own thoughts and have a good reflection instead of having bad reflections, because they're trying to downcast you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what's happening. That's why it's called a broadcasting system. They're trying to broadcast you, downcast you. National, which is birthing, broadcast, system. They're trying to downcast you with their negative, with their bad, with their evil, and bombarding you with their stupid music and TV, which is really all about you, either your old Adam or your new Adam. Love is about the cross. And so all love songs go back to the cross. All time travel songs go back to the cross. Everything goes back to what happened at the cross. And they're trying to downcast you and broadcast you to pull you down into a broad. Instead of the body of Christ, they want you to be a broad. A harlot, a whore. You understand what I'm saying? This is real, people.